person lends to his friend with a shtar, meaning from things that you sold, property that you sold after the loan. And this applies, the Rav says, even if the shtar itself doesn't say that there's a chrais nechasim, that if a person lends with a shtar with edim and says, I'm lending you, let's say, $1,000. And if you don't pay me back, I'm going to collect from property. Even if you, after this loan, try to sell your property, the lender has a lien on the property. So it's a buyer beware, and anybody that has an outstanding loan against them, don't buy their property. Or if you buy it, you have to know that if he doesn't pay back the lender that they borrowed it from, they're going to come after you and take the land from you. And therefore the Rav says, even if it's not written on the shtar that there's a chrais nechosim is a toh sofer, meaning it's a mistake of the sofer. They always meant to write it. You always have to assume that they meant to write in a shtar that if he doesn't pay you back, you can come collect from land that was sold after the loan. And if it's not there, it's implied that it is there. It's just a mistake that it wasn't put there. It was an oversight, as we call it. Al yedei edim, but if it's just a loan with edim, not with a shtar, govim nechosim b'nei chorin, then the lender can only collect from the chosim b'nei chorin, meaning things that were not yet sold that are in the shus of the borrower. And what's the reason for this? Because since there's no edim signing the shtar, that normally, if you do have edim signing the shtar, that creates a kol, and people would know about it. And that's why it's a buyer beware, because everybody can find out that there once was a loan to this guy that you're buying from. But when it comes to a loan, a malva al peh with edim, where there's no shtar, where they're just edim that a person lends somebody money, let's say, how am I supposed to know about it? So therefore, there's no reason, or there's no way for me to know that this property can be collected from some lender that I didn't know about this loan. So in order to protect these purchasers, these what we say lekuchos, to protect the lekuchos, Chazal made it that the initial lender cannot collect from the chosim mishubadim, from property that was already sold. They have to collect from bnei chorim, stuff that the borrower himself has right now that they can collect from. Mishnah continues, Hotzi alav ksav yad shu chayev lo. If we find with a person's ksav yad, his signature, that Shimon is chayev to pay back Reuven, he writes it on a piece of paper. Govim nechasim bnei chorin. Although there's no kol here, there's no edim, so you can't take it from shubadim, from things that he already sold. Nevertheless, Reuven can use this document, even though there's no edim, since it's Shimon's handwriting, even though it's not a signature below it, there's no chasima, as the Mefarshim point out, since it's his handwriting, it's hodas bal dim, he's agreeing that he owes you, and you can collect from him, but only from bnei chorin. Ariv hayotzi l'achre chitim shtaras, but what if you have a guarantor where his agreeing to be an ariv, a guarantor, is written on a shtar after the signature of the edim? So we have like a person that's agreeing to be a guarantor, but there's no edim, there's no kinyan involved with that. He's just agreeing to it. In that case, the initial lender, govim minichosim b'nei chorin. So there's no edim on a shtar, which creates a kol. So if this ariv, this guarantor, would sell something after he writes on the shtar that he's going to be an ariv, if he would sell something, the original lender cannot collect from that sale, because how would those buyers ever know this? However, since though the guy, the Ariv, agreed that he's going to be an Ariv, and if he does have something that you can collect from, gov menechasu b'nei chorin, you still, the lender can collect from the Ariv, because the Ariv is still agreeing to do this. Maisa bo lefnei Rabbi Shmuel v'amar, gov menechasu b'nei chorin. The Maisa came where this happened, where an Ariv signed on a shtar after the chasima. Not before. If it was before, then the Edom are actually signing to the fact that he's an Ariv. It was afterwards, so there's no Edom on the star about it. And Rishmo Paskin, like we just said, that the lender can collect from Bnei Chorin. Amar lo benanas, ein agoyve, lo minichasim shubadim, v'loy minichasim Bnei Chorin. Benanas says that in this case, not only can they not collect from the chasim shubadim, but even the chasim Bnei Chorin. This case of an Ariv agreeing to be an Ariv after the signature, after the initial loan already happened, and there's no kinyan going on, he's just sort of agreeing to do it, the lender cannot collect from the Ariv at all. Amar loy lama. So Bishmol said to Benanas, why is this? Amar lo, hare achenik is a echad b'shuk of a person strangling somebody in the marketplace. Umitzo chavero. And his friend finds this going on. But Amar lo, and he tells to the lender that's strangling the borrower to pay him back. Hanachlo, leave him alone, meaning I'll pay you back. Potter, The halacha is that you still don't have to pay him back. You're not a full-fledged guarantor. Shelo al amunasu hilvo, because the original loan, let's say Reuven is strangling Shimon, the original loan that Reuven gave to Shimon was not done with his emuna that you would pay. He didn't trust you to be the arev. In a normal case, when a person lends somebody with a guarantor, so there's the mefarshim explain that there's a kinyan going on in a certain sense, that the arev, the guarantor, how does he become a guarantor? What kinyan is there that creates the fact that he's a guarantor? It's the fact that since the lender trusts him as the second guy, he trusts him that he's going to pay back if the borrower can't, that trust is a hana, that's a benefit. And that benefit of that trust makes him the arev, and it's a kinyan that he's now the arev to pay him back. Here you don't have that because the kinyan already happened beforehand. There was already a loan. You're just coming to protect him in the shuk. And so too, the case of the shtar. There was already a loan that happened, the Edom signed it in, and now you just came afterwards. That doesn't make you an Arif. You need a real kinyan after a loan to make you into an Arif. Ela ezu Arif shu chayv. What is an Arif that's chayv? Halveyu v'ani noisin lach. Lend him and I will give you. In that case, chayv. That's where you're chayv. Shekein al amunasoi hilvo. Because in this case, through the amuna from the malva to the Arif, the malva lent the money. Am Rabbi Shmuel. So Yishmael now says like this, if you want to become wise, be osik with the halachas of dinei mamonis. Shein lach miktzah b'torah gadol mehen, because there's no corner of the Torah that's greater than mamonis. Shein kimayin hanoveya, it's like a gushing spring. And if you want to be osik in this dinei mamonis, yishamish es shimon ben nanas. You should learn the svaras and all the reasons of the halachas of Shimon ben Nanas, because we see how great he is with these halachas. However, despite all that, despite this praise that Rabbi Shmuel is now giving, Rabbi Shmuel, who was arguing with Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, and Rabbi Shmuel is now praising him, despite that, the halacha the Rav says is still like Rabbi Shmuel. That an arv after the money is given needs a kinyan, and if there's no kinyan, you can't take from a shubadim, but you still take from Bnei Chor, not like ben Nanas. But before the money is given, you don't need a kinyan at all, even according to Rabbi Shmuel. Nishlama, babasur mesachas nezikin.